Blog Talk Radio.
Adjusted here. Anyway, among the political animals today, we're mentioning Heidi Cruz because one of the things that Ted Cruz's people are not telling us is that his wife was obviously very brainy, and she's involved with the North American Union proposal, open borders. Also, most controversial is dropping the dollar and substituting in its place the Amero, which will be the coin for the North American Union, if this horrible thing ever comes about. So the question is, what's going to happen to the value of your dollar in relationship if this new currency, the Amero, is put in place? So will your pensions, your savings, your stock investments, all of that. So we'll get into more of the controversy. And also, according to American Conservative, Ted Cruz's father apparently brought his son up to be the anointed one, and there's a question of megalomania there. So we'll get into that Wednesday, among other things. Also, on this day in 1841, William Henry Harrison was the first president to die in office after his inauguration. What happened was March was the time that presidents were inaugurated up until FDR's, I think, second term. Anyways, he did his inauguration outside, bareheaded. He caught pneumonia and died almost a month and a half afterwards. And then we got his vice president, John Tyler. The musical political action song in that time was Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. There have been other songs about politicians and presidential campaigns since then. And I think the last one was We Like Ike. Tyler was the ancestor of President Harry S. Truman. Now, also on this day is in the 15th century, Ignatius of Loyola was a Spanish soldier who was wounded in battle. He got the calling, and he started an order called the Jesuits. And they're viewed as very political, and they're not liked. Generally, they did set up a lot of universities, and also they give spiritual retreats, and a lot of people do not, in the Catholic Church, do not like the Jesuits and think they're too political for their own good. Whenever they have been abroad, they got involved in politics and were kicked out or banned in countries where they got politically active. They're also viewed as the shock troops of the Catholic Church. The present Pope Francis is a Jesuit from Argentina, and the Jesuit order is known as the head of the Jesuit order is known as the Black Pope. The Jesuits are also the second most powerful group in the Roman Catholic Church. As I said, a lot of people do in the Catholic Church don't like them and don't trust them. Also, John Foster Dulles' son, John Foster Dulles was a Presbyterian, a Calvinist. His son became a Jesuit priest and was elevated to become cardinal, second highest rank in the Catholic Church, and he was connected to Georgetown University, which is run by the Jesuits, along with Fordham and any university that you see the name Loyola connected to. It's the Jesuits run it. Now, also on this day, Thaddeus Stevens was a representative, a radical Republican from Pennsylvania, and he wanted to punish the South because he claimed they started the Civil War. He got into an argument with a representative on the floor of Congress, and that representative beat him over the head. There's a movie, Lincoln, which Thaddeus Stevenson supposedly had a black mistress. It's an interesting movie. Talking about blacks, today April 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis. Now, there were riots across the country, and there were riots in Chicago, which were the preludes to the riots in 1968 at the Democratic Convention. Mayor Daley was angry because his police were not prepared, so he was determined at the August 1968 convention that his police would keep order and handle the situation. We'll get into that. That's why the assassination of Martin Luther King is significant in its connection to the August 1968 riots of the Democratic National Convention, which I covered. I did a film, Guns and Gas versus Chance and Flowers. Unfortunately, most of the film was destroyed in the processing. Also on this day, Ali Bhutto, the Bangladesh leader, was hanged. His daughter became prime minister of Bangladesh, and she was assassinated. Also on this day, the Dutch chemist Van Houten invented chocolate powder. Now, among the things that update on Michelle Fields. Now, she's a controversial young woman from Southern California. Her father was from Kentucky, and he did TV scripts writing for, among I think, Johnny Carson and the Smothers Brothers. Now, it's claimed, there's an allegation that Michelle Fields' mother was from Honduras, that she's an illegal alien. That's going to be very interesting. And unfortunately, this woman, Michelle Fields, seems to accuse quite a few people of assaulting her. The New York police, Leonardo DiCaprio, Colonel Alan West, and all this latest one, Donald Trump. I don't know. She calls herself a video journalist, and she was fired from Breitbart, which is a muckraking video journalist website. Has a lot of interesting things on it. Now, we're going to get into, now it's interesting, when Barack Obama went to Cuba, there was no one, here's the most powerful man in the Western world, and it is diplomatic niceties and protocol when the top man or top person comes to visit your country, your top leaders are there to meet him on tarmac. Well, there was none of this in Cuba. So that was a slight, and a lot of people thought what he should have done was got back on the plane and flew back to Washington. Also interesting is Barack Obama is associated with a lot of the gay agenda issues. Cuba quarantines its AIDS victims. He didn't say a word about that. This is very interesting. And none of the gay newspapers here in America that we know about mention this, that gays in Cuba are quarantined if they have AIDS or any other communicable disease. An interesting contradiction about these people, a convenient protest when it suits their agenda. Also, this business of going to Argentina and tangoing when Americans are being blown to bits in Brussels, that did not sit well with a lot of Americans who thought he should have flown back to Washington and immediately become aware and staying on top of the situation and whatever help and assistance Americans needed, that he would be right there with his hands on the telephone and communicating with American military to evacuate our people out of Belgium. He didn't do that. Since we had a problem with this 3:30 New time, it's a test. We're going to end early with our usual politics and poker. And hopefully, also, we're going to try to get Patrick Butler back. There's supposed to have been 675 shootings in Chicago, Cook County. Now, this county and Chicago has gun control. Yet it has the highest rate of murders and people shot by guns than any other place in the United States, both places which have gun control and places which don't have gun control. An interesting contradiction, to say the least. And, of course, we shouldn't forget that this was Easter. This was the aftermath of the Easter Sunday uprising against the British occupation of Ireland. And, of course, how Michael Collins escaped being executed, and Eamon de Valera and others. Eamon de Valera, who had a Spanish name, but he had American citizenship, and that's what saved his hide. And he later became de Alter. I forgot the Irish Gaelic name, but he later became the longtime leader of the Republic of Ireland. There's Northern Ireland, and that's still controlled by the British and the English. So we are going to get into more on this. I think it's Asante or the Chesimard case. It's interesting that when Obama went to Cuba, this issue didn't come up, or he didn't bring it up, to tell the Cubans, we want that woman extradited to face criminal prosecution in New Jersey and in the federal court for her role in murdering a New Jersey cop. Only Bill O'Reilly, that I know of, on Fox brought it up, and we have a clip from that news segment, a fair use clip. So we're going to end up with our usual, and we should use God Bless America. And now, since we brought up Bismarck said, reportedly said that God watches over the drunks, the insane, and the United States of America. Well, God better do it soon. We're in trouble. Jack Cashel has a new book out, and I don't know. Of course, none of his books are ever reviewed or even trashed in the liberal and gay media, even though he talks about their relevance to American politics. So we're going to end with our usual politics and poker. We will be back, hopefully starting on time and with everything in order for 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. Stuff will be going up probably in the next day. And also, I should honor Yamamoto. It's his birthday today, and he's the brilliant Japanese admiral, commander of the Japanese Imperial Navy fleet that set up the attack on Pearl Harbor. And I think a lot of people haven't heard this, but I think we'll, just for the heck of it, play the Japanese Navy march. What's interesting about the Yamamoto, he studied at Harvard. He came over here as a Japanese naval officer, studied at Harvard, and he toured the United States. And when he went back to Japan, he came back to be Japan's representative at the Washington Naval Conference, where the deal was that the United States and Britain got 5 battleships each to France and Japan's 3. It was a 3-2-1, I think. And he said, just because I'm smaller does that have to mean I have to take less? Also, he warned the Japanese government that if they went to war with the United States, they'd have about a... They get away with it for a year or two, but then the enormous resources of the United States would be mobilized and Japan would be defeated. He was shot down in 1944, I think, in Rabaul. He was on a tour, and he was tired, and he was shot down by an American naval officer. He was ambushed. Even the American pilot said so. So it's quite interesting. Now, also, the Germans chained the Japanese army, and also they taught them Western music, which is this Japanese naval march. And also the English chained their navy and also built initially some of their battleships, which were used in the Russo-Japanese War. So what about our usual politics and program? We'll be back Wednesday.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you 5. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Impulse.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bat out.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. Neither game for children, neither game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrays.
Bet 'em.
Little trays, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your 5.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Playing for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
Politics and poker, politics.
Peter Paul Bozzola. We'll be back Wednesday, 4 p.m. No, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're trying that. Good night. Stay safe. And those of you back east, pray for the spring and summer pretty soon. I don't know how you can put up with these storms. Good night. Stay safe.